Representative Soper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you very much for being here. I do echo the same sentiments as the Speaker and the Chair as well. I do want to say I greatly appreciated receiving a phone call on Saturday from Director Davis. We had a lengthy conversation. I was in Crawford, Colorado, and looking over at the West Elks, thinking, you know, that's Pitkin County on the other side there, and we could certainly have wolves that very easily could be coming over to Delta County. So it's a very real concern, and I'm hearing that from my constituents. One thing I've heard, I have a number of high wire operations within my district. So those contain elk, or one even has mule deer still. And there's certainly you know, a lot of complaints about how there's a difference in compensation for, say, cattle that's taken versus an elk that's taken, and that it's not necessarily based on the value of the animal. It's looking at the predator itself. And so we have a $15,000 cap. And I guess I'd like to really throw it back to your office to really look at the loss that was taken and not necessarily the predator that was doing the killing. So I guess that'd be one question for you. And I'm going to ask another question here as well, too. At what point are we able to say that we have enough wolves under 114? What's the number where you would say we have fulfilled our obligation under 114 and then we move on?
Deputy Director DeWalt.
Thank you for that. And I would like to just point out that there's two differences in the payment, like you mentioned. So there's $15,000 in the wolf plan. So there's $15,000, up to $15,000 for loss of the animal, and then there's up to $15,000 for veterinary bills. Now, with that, we pay for the actual cost of the animal or the actual expenses. And then with the other damage from big game, which would be mainly bears, lions, elk, those type of things, there is a statutory cap at $5,000 per animal. And so that's in state law on that cap. I think it's also important to note the source of funds for those two. So the $15,000 for wolves comes out of our $2.1 million of general fund. And then the $5,000 for other big game comes from our game cash fund, which is hunting and fishing license dollars. So there's a bit of difference in funding source, and that's why there's that difference as well. I think as well, when our commission set the $15,000 limit, they were making a statement that they understood how wolves came about, the introduction of wolves, and were trying to be extra generous with the ranch community for their losses. And I would also point out that the $15,000, that's the highest compensation rate of any state in the nation for livestock losses. Most states either don't compensate for losses to wolves or they rely on federal funding for that. So Colorado's kind of set the standard for the bar there at $15,000. And when I talk to other states, they're actually envious that we have that ability to pay that much. And then the second question you had was, when do we know we have enough wolves? 114 requires a sustainable wolf population. Our wolf management plan talks about 3 to 5 years of wolves at 10 to 15 each year. And so some of it has to depend on the survivability of wolves. And so after year three, we're going to look and make sure that we have the number of wolves we feel for breeding and genetic diversity. And then hopefully we can stop then. If we lose a lot of wolves for some reason, we would need those additional years, but no more than 5 years, according to the plan.